Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Request Round Friday. Today's guest, finishing her week of quizzes, is presenter Anna Williamson. We have learnt so much about the woman that is Anna. We learnt she enjoys skiing, sleeping in cheese, and she once broke her ankle training for dancing on ice. Terrible time, we don't want to go into it. But she loves a walk in the countryside, and I'm with you. Do you ever read that thing in the Times, Anna, where it's like, best walks in Northumbria?
Oh, I love it, mate. Love it. I tell you something. I mean, we are all a bit sick to death of walks, sure. But at the same time, it is so good. I love nothing more, truly, than a really good walk. It's free as well. Yeah. And that's what I love about it.
I plan it's them free. Now. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a good old walk on Saturday.
me. Yeah, good. I'm going to go for a different walk this
different
weekend.
Different walk. Okay, so for your request round, you've chosen Blackadder, Anna. Excellent choice.
There's a reason for that as well. Well, not really a reason. It was the first thing that came to my head when I thought, what do I know a lot about nothing of? And my brothers and I grew up, I kind of was one of these sisters that I had no choice but to watch what my brothers watched. I was basically bullied and forced into everything by them. So I used to just watch Blackadder because they made me. So it's sort of one of those things. It's been like an earworm my whole life. It's been on in the background. So
yeah,
I figured this might be an interesting test into how much I did pick up.
Yeah, osmosis. Let's see how well it works. Question number one, Anna. In what century is the first series of Blackadder set?
It's very old.
I couldn't believe how old it was.
What 12th century?
Incorrect. It is the 15th century.
Oh, bum.
It begins in 1485 at the end of the Middle Ages. Wow. Okay, yeah. Question number two. What relation is Lord Blackadder to Prince Edmund?
Well, they're the same actor.
Right.
Oh, but is there... But, I've never really thought of it like that. I don't know. Father and son?
Great-grandson.
Is that what it is?
Is the correct answer we're looking
for. I didn't know
for,
that, right? Actually. That's actually a really good question.
Yeah, thank you. Not mine. Question number three. Blackadder, The Cavalier Years, was a 15-minute episode for Comic Relief, which focused on what event in British history?
The Cavalier Years. I don't know which one it was, but it was a bit obvious with the title, but it was a war. But I'm not really sure, I can't remember which war it was.
You want to guess a war?
No. Civil War? I don't know.
Correct.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely, the English Civil War.
I'll take it.
Well done, you. Don't you know wars more than you think?
No,
well
you done. That cheerful topic.
Question number four. I'm sure, Anna, you remember the immense gate crashing of Blackadder's wedding day by Lord Flashheart, played by Rick Mayall. Can you complete this comment he throws Nursey's way? Wah, Nursey! I like it firm and fruity. Am I pleased to see you? Or did I just put a in my pocket?
I love it. And I love your impression of it, Makita. Well, Nursey, I like it firm and fruity. Am I pleased to see you? Or did I just put a canoe in my pocket?
Correct. Wow, teamwork. Correct. It's one of the of his outrageous comebacks after he crash lands into the trenches in Blackadder, goes forth as Squadron Commander Flashheart. If word gets out that I'm missing, 500 girls will kill themselves and I wouldn't want that on my conscience. That's good. Thank you, Ben. What's he called?
Ben Elton. Yeah, he's so good.
So good. Question number five. From series two onwards, who replaced Rowan Atkinson on the writing team alongside Richard Curtis?
Oh, Ben Elton.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Well done. Question number six. Which real-life monarch does Hugh Laurie portray in Blackadder the Third?
Prince Regent.
Absolutely, but what's his name?
George.
Regent. Correct, Prince George. He would later become George the Fourth.
Prince George, yeah.
Question number seven. In series three of Blackadder, what word does Dr. Samuel Johnson realise he's left out of his dictionary after reading Baldrick's novel?
Sausage.
Correct. Who knew you'd say sausage so fun?
Yeah,
sausage.
Right. Sausage.
Question number eight. The episode titles of series three are all a play on words from Jane Austen's novels, such as Sense and Sensibility. For example, episode one is called Dish and Dishonesty. Complete this episode title. Ink and...
Oh, inkability? I don't know, incapability?
Correct.
Is it?
Correct. Ink and incapability.
Yeah.
Well done. Question number nine. In series four, which silent film star of the time does Captain Blackadder hate so much he finds them as funny as getting an arrow through the neck and then finding there's a gas bill tied to it?
That would be Charlie Chaplin.
That is too... Good. You know, I might start watching Blackadder.
Honestly, the writing, the payoffs are so funny.
That is so good. Correct answer is Charlie Chaplin. Question number 10. Stephen Fry plays the character Melchett in series 2 and 4. Can you name one of the two titles his character had in those series? We're looking for his title.
Lord Melchett.
Correct. Series two. And what do they start calling him around series four?
Series four, Lord Melchett. Captain Melchett, no?
I'm going to have to take that.
What
it's
is it?
Actually, it's General.
General!
Melchett.
General Melchett. Of course General it is. Melchett. General Melchett, yeah.
Okay, question number 11. Before going over the top in the final episode, Captain Darling talks about the plans he had for after the war. For 2 points, can you name two things he'd hoped to do upon returning to England?
Who was it? Which character?
Captain Darling.
Darling.
Talks about the plans he had for after the war.
Playing cricket, isn't it?
We'll accept it. It was keep wicket for the Croydon
gentlemen.
Keep
wicket, that was it. Keep wicket. And with his girlfriend.
Yes. What do you know? What
Susan?
Does he want to do with her? What does he want? She's not called Susan. Do you know what he wants to do to her? I mean, with her. When he
I can't remember. Out. Give me the fate.
What
give
would
me the,
be
sentence.
What would be the right thing to do?
Snog her face off.
No, just marry her.
Oh, marry her. Oh, that was it. That would be the nice thing to do. Yeah.
I'll give you the keep wicket, absolutely. But
okay. Not the other
you
one.
You got a bit too saucy for the Mary
yeah,
Doris.
Sorry, that's Celebs Go Dating one. That does that to you.
Yeah, that was a Celebs Go Dating answer. Snog his face off.
Occupational hazard.
Also, he was going to go back to work at Pratt & Sons.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Okay. Final question in this wonderful Blackadder quiz on your request Friday. We have a list of all the actors credited with a one-time special guest appearance from all four series, Anna. Ooh. For 3 points, can you name any three actors that make the list?
That appeared just once?
Yeah, we're not looking for recurring actors like Rick Mayall or Miranda Richardson or Stephen Fry. Just one-time appearances.
Oh, there were so many as well.
This is hard.
Yeah, that is hard. Oh, he was a recurring character. Sorry, because they all they all recur, but in the different series, obviously.
Right.
Brian Blessed.
Why is he not on my list?
Maybe because he was... Well, he was in all of season one, but then he didn't come in anymore.
Oh, right, yeah. We're looking for... Literally came for an episode.
Stephen Fry.
He was recurring, I'm afraid.
Oh, of course he was. Sorry. What am I talking about? He's Lord Melchett.
We talked about Melchett coming back.
Melchie. Let me have a think. A lot of episodes to rack my brains through. I'm struggling on recurring. No, go on, hit me up.
So we definitely are looking for actors that just made one appearance.
If you give me the actor, I'll tell you where they appeared.
Wait, what their role was? Because I love that you're just taking over the quiz. You give me the actor, I'll tell you what they did.
Okay, get a bit invested in this.
Okay, I'll give you someone. You tell me who they were in it. Peter Cook.
Oh gosh. Yeah, Peter Cook was in the first series. I can't remember the character name. But yeah.
Okay. Well, this is now no longer the question, so let's just move on and tell you
who was in it. I've just turned this into something it's actually not.
But you did we get one? We didn't even get one, I'm afraid.
No.
All right. Adrian Edmondson, Jeffrey Palmer, Warren Clark. Hugh Paddick, Kenneth Connor and Ben Elton.
Right.
Nigel Planner, Chris Barry. All the way in series one, we have Patrick Allen and Frank Finlay, and also, of course, Peter Cook. Series two, Daniel Thorndike, Ronald Lacey, Simon Jones, Tom Baker, and Miriam Margulies.
In
series two.
Yes.
And Vincent Hanna. Lovely.
Interesting.
All right then. Blackadder, I'm sold. Your score after that round is 9 points. Very respectable. We'll talk you through your points after this quick break, Hannah.
The Fertility Podcast is for you to learn more about how best to optimise your fertility to ideally get pregnant naturally.
We'll be teaching you everything from tracking your cycle to what lifestyle changes you can make. However, if you're needing to have fertility treatment, we'll be guiding you through what's involved.
Whether you're in a couple or going solo, we've got your back. I'm Natalie Silverman, mum of one after successful IVF, which is why I launched this podcast.
And I'm Kate Davis, an independent fertility nurse consultant.
Together, we're with you every step of the way. So go and search the Fertility Podcast in all your usual podcast places.
Anna, 9 points today, 41 points from the week out of 75 points. How do you feel about that?
It's over halfway, so that's not too bad. I mean, how does that compare with other people?
We haven't done that many yet with this new format, so I'll let you know.
Maybe
but
I can
that's what
set,
everyone
set,
wants
set the
to
marker
know.
Then. I can set the marker. Yeah. I'm not too shabby on that because I'll be honest, this last year, like I say, I've done bugger all other than look after my kids and work. So yeah. The old general, it's been, can I just say, Makita, thank you. This is an excellent podcast. I'm an enormous fan because it's making me think that there is life out there. There is other things.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Anna. I'll take all the credit.
Do.
All right, we're going to give the connector clue. But Anna, thank you so much. Let's give you the connector clue. Let's see if you can connect the questions. So on Monday, we asked you, what's the culinary herb used in pesto, Anna?
Basil.
It is basil. Tuesday, who's the Brazilian footballer who plays winger for Everton Football Club?
I have no idea.
It's Bernard was the answer.
No.
Wednesday, we wanted to know, what's the model of the car driven by Mr. Bean? You knew this one.
Mini.
He's a mini. And yesterday, we asked you the nickname of the American singer and pianist who wrote Great Balls of Fire. And the answer is...
I don't know that, but it's going to annoy me.
Okay, it's Jerry Lee Lewis, so it's Jerry.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the connection is? Oh. The answers are Basil, Bernard, Minnie, and Jerry. Anna, what's the connection?
I was going to say Fawlty Towers, but that's not it, is it?
No, I'm afraid the correct answer is they are all cartoon mice.
Jokes aside, I was about to go, is there something to do with Disney? Which is a little bit more connected, but not quite.
Well, we got Basil, Great Mouse Detective. Love Basil. Bernard is the hero in The Rescuers. Oh, my God. Yeah. I love that film.
Love
Minnie Mouse, obviously. And then Jerry. Jerry, Tom and Jerry.
Love it.
Very, very famous for us. Anna, thank you so much. I feel like we've had a boozy lunch or something.
if only, my love. Thank you. I've really enjoyed that, Makita. Honestly, you are the quiz mistress of quiz mistresses.
Thank you. And that was Quiz Chat Repeat for another week. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new guest and 5 new quizzes for you. But if you're not up to date, you can spend the entire weekend immersing yourself in us.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.